Okay, so much so for that. Let us go to the Word of God today. If you mind, let us stand up, please, and let us read our scripture. Okay, you have that, the PowerPoint? So let us read Mark chapter 16, verse 15. It says, and it, okay, start 13, 15, Mark chapter 16, 15. Okay. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Then let's have another scripture, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 up to verse 20. Now I'm going to use my reading glass. And Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. May God bless us the word upon reading, and let us bow our head and close our eyes and let us pray. Father, we want to say thank you, God, for today. Thank you, God, for you allow me to come over to this church, O God, of yours, the Marana Living Hope Family Church. Thank you, God, that there are people who loves you, people that have been called from the world and bring out to your kingdom to love you and to serve you. And God, I know the reason why they call you, I know that you have the very purpose. Let that purpose, will God, be realized to their life. And today, as I, God, deliver the word that you've been given to me, give me, God, your wisdom, your knowledge, that I will speak not my own understanding, not my own power, not my own word, but only you, God. And I'm praying, God, for the ear to be listen up, God, and our heart, God, to understand and catch up your word, even the life that will obey you and follow you. God, from the entrance of this church of yours down inside, God, I pray, God, for your covering, your precious blood, even your holy angel that will guard and surround us. Fill this place with your presence, with your glory. And we ask you, even God, your servant, God, hallelujah, will minister according to your will and your counsel. And I would like to give you the praise and the glory today, and thank you for what you are going to do today in Jesus' name. Everybody says amen. Amen. If you mind, let us give God a big clap offering. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you very much. Now, you can be seated. Thank you. I would like to speak today about the command or the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. The great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, okay, brings out into the twofold, right? Okay, in other words, the specific number one is that the evangelism or winning of the soul. And number two is that the discipleship. And I'm happy that Pastor Wayne, I pronounce that, his name is Wayne. Because W-A-Y-N-E. We pronounce that in the Philippines, Wayne. Yeah, okay. It's Wayne. Okay. Sorry for that, Pastor Wayne. Okay. Okay, you learn like a little bit Filipino pronunciation. Okay. Now, the number one is that the evangelism or soul winning. And number two, that is discipleship. But also Jesus Christ taught that in his preaching as well with this great commission, that number three is that sending. You know what? I was raised up in a church that the church led by Pastor Larry, and that was the heartbeat of the fellowship. And the heartbeat is that a local church with a world vision. Regardless the church is a mega church, regardless the church is few in number, we began the church. I am pastoring just only few, Pastor Wayne, Pastor Winey. Okay, sorry, Pastor Wayne. No air condition, no AC. It's close. It's very hot. So just like we started that like 2, 3, 4 with my wife and my two children. Okay. But you know what? It instilled into my heart, into my mind, into my heart that sink in while I'm still disciple. That was 1982, and I am 22 years old then. So now you know my age, and I was born like in the year 1960. Okay, this is it. The church in Manila, where Pastor Larry began and pioneered together with his Filipino partners, Pastor Sammy. Okay, operate in that principle. A local church with a world vision, a church that wins soul, and a church that disciple men and women, and a church after being built up will be sending into the fields of ministry, either to become a pastor, evangelist, teachers, prophets, and apostles, which we know the fivefold ministry. I think you believe on that fivefold ministry. Amen? So this time, I would like to bring out a challenge all of you just by this point about the command of Jesus, and that is soul winning or evangelism. For me, you know, the word evangelism or to evangelize is to preach the gospel by any means or method, by sharing the word, by handing out tracts or flyers, by one-on-one sharing of the word, or by group, or by doing by in the house, on the skyways, or in the byways. We do that street preaching in the Philippines, in the bus, in the jeepney, even in the tricycle, even we stand in the corner with the town crier and with the PA system, and we do preach the gospel. Hello? Now, in our text, the Lord Jesus Christ, before he went up to heaven for his ascension, because he's done with the ministry for 3 years in a row, and now it's time for him to went back to the Father. And now he gave this great commission to the original disciple. But of course, we are, by faith through Christ Jesus, we are made his son and daughters and children. We are now also recipient of this great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can I hear somebody would say amen? So you and me now are recipient of this great commission, and we are bound to obey the command of the Lord Jesus Christ to go out and preach the gospel. Amen? So I would like to bring you out today. The Bible says, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, let me get that only key word. It says, but if there. Therefore, we are ambassador for Christ, God making his appeal to us, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled. But let us take that word, the first sentence. Therefore, now, you are God's ambassador. You are the representative of our Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. Not the sinners, not those who are other peoples doing bad things outside, but those who are believers, saved by the grace, hallelujah, saved by our Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe and you confess that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior and your God and your King. And now, remember this, you are the man chosen by God to bring out his command on this earth. Can we give God a big round of applause, a clap offering? Come on, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen and amen. Now, the question is this. Why we have to do the command of God, Jesus Christ? Why am I responsible? As Pastor Wayne sent me out like making the PowerPoint, thank you. Because I'm sorry for to tell you that I am like a old school. Honestly, my children, they're, you know, my second daughter, she's good in computer. She works in a big bank company back in the Philippines. She's one of the lead manager in the computer. But his father. But anyway, thank you for making that possible, Pastor Wayne. Okay. Now, the reason why we, hallelujah, go out and win soul, because God commands us, Jesus Christ. The one who commands us is not the ordinary person. Not only your Lord, your Savior, your God, but remember, He is your King. He has that authority and power to, hallelujah, command you. Hey, son, it is not just a request. It is a must and a command that you have to stand up your feet to go out and preach the gospel in any method and ways that you are going to do. Now, number one, I would like to say this, that the command of God needs to obey. The command of God demands obedience. Say with me, obedience. Not my pronunciation, huh? Just say it in your own word. Because I have a heavy accent. I understand that. And I'm not raised up in Manila, raised up in the province like Southside. Hallelujah. We call that, Pastor Larry told me, here's the boy from this province. So I raised up in the province. Here's the poor boy, like that. Well, thank God that He raised me up. Number one, okay, let us consider Jesus is our role model. He gave us an example, okay? So let us read the book of Matthew chapter 9, beginning verse 35, okay? 35, Matthew chapter 9, 35, it says, and Jesus went out throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, cities, okay, and villages, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Take the word, the PowerPoint word. And proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. Verse 36, and when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then verse 37 says, then he said to his disciple, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest field. Have you noticed that the word? He went to cities, villages, towns, teaches the word, even the synagogues, even the place of learning and the place of worship. Jesus Christ was there. Okay, and the word that being read and we read here is that the key word is that he proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom. And the gospel is Jesus Christ. He's preaching himself. The good news that the people must hear, if there's no hearing of the gospel, of the good news, how people can be saved. How people can have a good relationship with the Lord. How the people will be back to the Lord. Even Jesus, he became our role model when it comes to sharing or preaching the gospel of the kingdom. How about you? Jesus is here in this text. He shows about his love and care. That's why Luke chapter 19 verse 10, it says that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And if you read in the book of Mark or in the gospel book, he went to cities, villages, preaching and teaching about the kingdom of God, the gospel. Plus, you know what? Not only preaching the gospel, but he showed his care and his love. I would like to put an emphasis on this verse 36. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. That word, Jesus was moved with compassion. So in other words, our preaching is not only sharing the gospel. This will be a holistic. So our method, so I am happy and blessed also seeing Floyd and Kathy and other Christians who pass by and stop for a while and hand some, you know, groceries or food to the homeless, to those who are along the street. I know that you here also and other churches are sharing out of love. Even though you cannot do it direct or outright preaching of the gospel, but what you are doing is, but do it is indirect, you are showing and depicting to people how you love God, how you love the Lord. Because the word compassion is love in action. Hello? So you do something that by all means, people will be touched, people that will know that there's something who cares and who loves them, and that is you. Hello? Did you get what I mean? Now, my brother and sisters, the great commission of Jesus that he gave to us, this is a direct command. So we must not take for granted. The reason why I gave my life, I would like to give you a little bit of testimony. Many friend and pastors asked me a question, and the question was, why you became a pastor? Why you pastor or became respond to become a pastor? Why did you respond to the call to being a pastor? And in fact, in reality wise, my wife, brothers, sisters, and even in the father's side, okay, they are all in Bay Area, in California, and even in Canada. And I'm given of the privilege to come in the States because I have the multiple visa, and that was I am 35 years old, that was 1995. They asked me, Pastor Charlie, why you did not migrate or why did you not stay in America? And we call that in Tagalog, tago ng tago or TNT. That is to stay here without any complete or legal papers. We call that TNT. We don't have legal papers. You can stay here. You're still young, 35 years old. Comparing now, you're 65. 35 years old. There's a lot of good things, a future that awaits for you. But you know what? No way. Because my calling, I understood. Since in the beginning of time that I was 17 years old, because from 10 years old, I heard the word. I was born in the Foursquare Church. You know what is Foursquare? Okay, I've been to a Foursquare Church. Okay, then time comes because you are a teenager, so you want to taste the life of the world, a walking life, the life-like kind of the world. So I turned my back, backslid. Then I forgot God. The time comes when I was 16 years old, I got sick. And the sickness is that when I stand up, from the bed, the whole world, the world is like turning around, turning around, turning around. It seems that I have no hope anymore. I could not be saved. I could not have a good future because sickness and disease that came to me, I don't know what's happening for almost a month. But you know, the things that matters to me, that brings me to this point of time is that I remember the Word of God, His love, His compassion, His salvation, His healing. So I did ask forgiveness to the Lord. Lord, if you want to forgive me from my sin and help me, even though just giving only 50 years to live, I told that really true, that I was 16 to 17 years old. Just heal me, and I'm gonna serve you the rest of my life. You know what? It's something like a snap of my hand and a twinkling of my eye. Wow! The sickness gone, I'm healed completely. Let's give God a big round of applause. Let's give God an offering, a praises. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? That commitment of mine, that decision making of mine that I will serve Him the rest of my life, I honor that. From that beginning, 17 years old, up to the present time, until the Lord comes, I made a decision and choice to serve God the rest of my life. So you know what? The calling was really so strong to me. So I don't allow the world to be eaten. The world will eat me. The world will influence me. The world will control me. But I walk on by faith and I trust the Lord. So do not allow not to be that the world will really influence me. I made a commitment. That commitment is to serve God, to do the will of God, to obey the Great Commission. Number one, into my heart, into my life, be as a being, a pastor, not only to care, to love the church, to lead, but to fulfill that Great Commission is that to win the soul, to make disciples, and send men and women into the field of ministry, locally, even and abroad. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus is our role model. I gave my life. How about you? If Jesus gave His life and in doing the preaching and evangelizing and showing us to evangelize, how about you? How about you? Are you comfortable to your own chair or set? Are you comfortable to the life right now in your comfort zone? This is a challenge to you. God is challenging you to share or preach the gospel or win the soul. Amen. Number two, I would like to bring this out. Okay, what is number two? Okay, number two is that the eternal urgency of the time. The eternal urgency of the time. I have a question, and the Bible asks us also, what is life? What is life? Let us read that the book of James, chapter 4, verse 14. For ye do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist or vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away or vanishes. So life is just like a vapor or a mist. Like is just a water. When you pour out the water, it's happening, the water will be gone. Hello, do you got what I mean? And thank God, God gave us the chance, an opportunity to be born on this earth, even though we know the world is sinner and we too are sinner before, but by the grace of God, we're saved, right? So God allow us to live on this earth. I tell you, Floyd, I tell you, Pastor Wayne, not Winey, God has a purpose and a plan why God allow us to live on this earth. Hello? I'm right? You have the saying here in America, Philippines is almost like the copycat. Copycat, like imitator. Imitator, especially for bad things. Sorry. Because those young people and kids back, the teenagers back in the Philippines, they are just watching America and Europe, what they are doing, and just they are imitating. And they have that so-called YOLO. 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 They are imitating. We don't have that YOLO. But when you open up the YouTube, the TikTok, the Facebook, and everything, you only live once. You only live once. Why? If you live only once, live a life like the devil. If you want the world, that's the thing. But to us, we are not kind of that person that the world's standard, we're not following that. Hello? We live with a purpose and with plans. We live with a vision. That's why when I was saved and God called me and changed me, so I live with a vision. And the vision is to be raised up, to be trained up, to be a man of God, to win soul, to build up soul, and to be sent out. And a man to become a pastor that having a local church that with a world vision. Even though the church I am pastoring is a small sin before, but I am staying and keeping on my ground and believing God. So here it is. Our life must be having a purpose and a plans in line with God. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, there's a true saying, it goes like this. I know you are familiar with it. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what done for Christ will last. Life is too short to be taken seriously. We have to take seriously the life. Wow, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 90, verse 9 up to verse 10, let me read. This is from the book of David. Okay, for all our days passed away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70 or even reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil, trouble, and their son gone, and we fly away. Verse 10, if you have. I already, okay, thank you. I never said, sorry. I already read, yeah, okay, thank you for that. Let us take that word. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. In Tagalog, that is buntong hininga. Buntong hininga. I sigh, like a sigh. It's a sigh. Even though God blesses you, our strength is unto 70 years, right? Then 80 is the blessing of the Lord. Then if God will go to us, He will give us more like 90 or 100. I think Billy Graham went with the Lord at the age of 97, right? Or 99. And Pat Robertson like 97. Okay. So I think that is a small amount of number of years. But thank God, God allows us to have that kind of life. So my prayer personally is this. Lord, allow me to live a life not only in the strength of the 70s, but up to 80s, then up to what you want, to live a life that is with healthy body, blissful life, and this life is to be used only for your glory. And this life is only used to fulfill the Great Commission. This life is not to be used for the world, for the sin, and to become a troublemakers. But this life must be used. That's why for the young people, for the teenager, you have to made up your mind. Be open. Do not be influenced by the world. Even as adults, sometimes we play games. When we open up especially for the Facebook and for the YouTube, sometimes you will be tempted. That's why it's good for us to stop watching that. But rather open the Bible, read, and pray, and intercede before the Lord and for the ministry. You do it which is glorifying. You do it what is God wants us to do. Not our flesh, not the world standard, but only God's standard. Hello. The Bible says life is too short. You have to take that seriously. You have to live it for God. By we know that life it will not last long. That's why we have the responsibility as Christians, as believers of Christ, as workers, as leaders of the church, especially you, Living Hope Family Church, complete name, huh? Living Marana, Living Hope Family Church. And like my churches, River of Joy Christian Ministry, but there's added like a quotation word, a family church that cares. So leave it out. The standard that God gave us. Hello. So let us take the responsibility as like Jesus Christ, He took it. The reason why He came in this world is to obey the will of the Father, to do the will of the Father, and His meat and His food that He's doing is to go every cities and villages teaching and preaching and healing and doing miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh, what a such challenge for us in our days, my brother and sister. Pastors, leaders, and workers. Hallelujah. Don't look to yourself that, oh, I am nothing. Like me, I am a province boy. I don't have everything. I don't have the knowledge nor learning. But when I made a choice and decision, God honors me. God mold me and shape me. And here am I doing the preaching in your place. You can make a difference wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever your status in life. Don't look down. I tell you, you are much more blessed than and in us in the Philippines. You've been there in the Philippines, right? If you go, that's why I bring Floyd and Kathy not to the good side. I bring them right away into the place of need. 60% of Filipino belongs to the common people, and we work and minister to the have-nots and the less fortunate. We have the feeding, we have the I thank God somebody support for children ministry and for a scholarship program. We touch lives, we bring out food, we share our love. And this is, you know, the urgency of the time is very great. That's why it's not time for it. This is not time for being a lazy, sitting in our rocking chair. Hallelujah! You know what's rocking chair, right? Rocking chair. It's time to rock ourselves and go out and do something for God. Hello, amen. Let's clap. Let's give God a big round of applause. Come on, hallelujah! And lastly, I would like to bring out this one. Third point is that we, the believers, are entrusted with the truth of the gospel. We have to know that, okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts. Let me read the other scripture, 2 Timothy 1:14. By the Holy Spirit dwells Himself. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Okay? In other words, we are entrusted by God. You are called by God. You are not just simply being saved to enjoy life, to be blessed. God deposits to you, like in the bank. Where your money is, you are depositing the money. God deposit to you about the truth of the gospel. You have the gospel of the kingdom. You have something to say. You have something to preach. You have something to share. You have something inside of you that will make a difference of life, a difference to the life of the people. There's a lot of also drug addicts in our place. There's a lot also murderer. So our heart goes out with him. Not only the class A, class B, but also there's a lot of Floyd knew that he saw right in his own eye with Kathy, the people that we are reaching out. You know what? We have to know. God entrusted you. God entrusted you. He has the trust. Not only the Holy Spirit is in you, being sealed. Not only you are saved, but he put the deposit to you, the truth of the gospel. What are you going to do with the gospel? Hello? I'm not here to, you know, to give bad words with you. I'm here to challenge you, my brothers and sisters, my fellow Christian believers. God give you the privilege. You are the carrier of the good news. You are the carrier of something that will make difference and changes of the lives of the people. From drug addiction, that he will be set free. From those murderers, that he will be a fine people, a good people. Hallelujah. From nothing, that bringing a good thing to his life. Like me also. Somebody teaches me in my early days, at 10 years old. So I was changed. If I may give you a little bit of testimony, I was raised up in family that we drank, we call that coconut wine. Coconut wine. You know coconut wine? Like, yeah, the wine. A wine like from the grapes. Like, but it's coconut to make it a wine. So it's the same. At 10 years old, I became drunkard. I remember that I rolled over because I drank with the coconut wine. And we are five siblings, all brothers, or all male. So when we are drunk, We used to fight, box to one another. And also, we have a machete, it's a machete. So, I tried to kill my brother with a machete. Our house is, you know, it's broken. I saw my father box my mother, and they're always shouting because of our lives. Wasn't know the Lord. We don't know the Lord before then. But thank God, by his mercy, somebody preaches, somebody shared the gospel. And there you go. The life began. We see the changes day and night, until the Lord brings me to the completion of the real change of my life. So I went to the Bible school for study. And also, I went to discipleship with Pastor Larry. And I submit myself. And here am I. My friends, my brothers and sisters, today, let me tell you. Let me read this last verse, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, please. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. See that? I am not ashamed with the gospel of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first the Jew and also to the Greek. For it is the power of God who changes you, who will save you. So you must not ashamed. You must not ashamed carrying the Bible. You must not ashamed God going out. I'm happy hearing from Pastor Wayne. You have a training, discipleship classes, how to teach, how to preach, then not only to become big heads. Hello? Not to become a doctor. I'm Dr. Ferreira, like that. Don't touch me. I am the senior. I am the monsignor, like that. Don't touch me. No. Hello? What I'm trying to point out is this. Regardless of who you are and what you are, God is not raising us up to become the big head. God is raising up to become a servant of God, entrusted the gospel, and that gospel has the power to change the life. That's why I am challenging you, every one of you, commit your life. Be submissive to God, first of all, then to the leadership of your pastor. Allow yourself to be trained up and to be grown up and to be ready. Then if you are now trained up, do not be bigots. Go out, Do some preaching, start preaching. Bring tracts, flyers, distribute, and go for home Bible study or whatever method and ways that in order that the people will come to know the Lord.